Today is May 25th, 2018. I'm the Curator, and this is the Curator Show. Today I'm here with Uthman Sabir, who runs a family-owned cookie business in the Bay Area called No Cookie. What's up, man? How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Michael?
Chilling, man. Just grinding, working on the Curator. So what have you been up to?
Just been here and there, working at Trader Joe's part-time and doing the social media part of my family business of the No Cookie on Instagram, just getting engaged with people in the area, in the Bay. And my dad, he's been running a vegan cookie business, but I've been helping him out like since the age of five. And kind of like just been struggling to keep like our business together and everything, and through the years just like maintaining and kind of just staying above water. But a little bit about me, like graduated from Albany High, went to school. I'm in Albany. My dad and my mom didn't want me really going to school out in Oakland just because of like how the education is there and a lot of violence around me as well. So they sent me to go to school in Albany, and I did pretty good there. You know, I always had like a little small group of friends and everything, but just kind of like me through high school and middle school, like I never really knew like exactly what I want to do specifically. Like a lot of my people like are like, you know, oh, to do this or grow up, you know, do it for 40 years or whatever in your life, and you always want to do like multiple different things. I kind of just wanted to as a young child, you know, watching my father doing his thing with his business. I've already kind of had the entrepreneur mindset of like, you know, I want to be able to create and think things and, you know, have multiple businesses as well.
So
heading towards like my senior year, you know, that's why I kind of was like, okay, I definitely want to do something that involves business. I was going to Laney at one point. I was going to Laney out when I graduated 2016. I did one semester. I was taking general ed classes at first just because at the time I was still doing football. So I was gray shirting at Laney College and taking a couple of general education classes, and also like working at Safeway and helping my dad out at the bakery. But that's where I kind of just like, you know, the adult life kind of just got into me, like where I had to make a really tough decision. And I'm, you know, I've been at my dad's house with my stepmom and everything, and it was time for me to get my own place. So there's a couple like crossroads that I had to, you know, I could choose. And it was either between, you know, me like not going to school and not doing football because I need more income, get a second job going, and also I was helping my dad out with the business like as well, and I was getting paid there as well. So I decided after completing my semester, I just started working because there was just no time for me to be able to do football. Even though I really love football and I wanted to go to school for like business and everything as well, it's just that, you know, like it just wasn't like enough time for me to be able to put all that together and also keep my own apartment and everything. And also like with football, you know, it was something that I desired. I wanted to be able to hopefully attain and be able to get a scholarship to go to and play Division I football. But it's just the percentage of me making it there and the amount of time that I would have to put in, it wasn't my real goal of what I wanted to achieve. And it was so much more that I wanted to achieve than just, you know, being able to and play at the highest level of football. So I decided, you know, to advance my own self and getting an apartment and helping my dad's business, working on a business plan for his cookies, and just staying afloat of, you know, paying my bills on time with my apartment and everything.
Yeah, man, it's those sacrifices. Got to do what you got to do, unfortunately. I mean, that's life, but shit gets rough. So how did you initially get involved in No Cookie?
Basically it kind of started out when I was like five. Like my dad, he's in his like 50s, and he kind of, before like I was really born, the business was at one point like really booming. We had like up to like probably 800 to like 1,000 stores throughout health food stores throughout the Bay Area and like down towards LA and a couple of places out of state. But after kind of like the Great Recession, and also once my dad kind of like had money for the business and everything, he didn't really invest back into the business, like, you know, like building, basically like building home base, like, you know, once like getting, you know, you're getting a lot more people buying cookies and everything, and it wasn't really an organized system of how to operate the business and take it up to a next level, a next notch, so that we can stay afloat, you know, and keep business going. So we couldn't really keep up with the workload of like people getting cookies from all over and sending cookies all over and all that. So we kind of like dropped that down, and now we're like around like having 200 to 300 stores now. And it's kind of been like that since 2008 to like now. Yeah.
Sounds pretty solid though.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that sounds pretty solid though. I mean, 200 is better than none. Just sounds like you need to figure out how to scale it. Like when it gets to the large levels, like 800 stores again. That's rough though. It's easier said than done.
But what made me like really want to get into it is just like, as for me as a child, I've always seen like, you know, I see other people like, you know, they want to be, my mom always told me like, oh, why don't you want to be a doctor? Do this and do that. But like for me, I always wanted to do something that like I owned. Just kind of like, I guess, seeing my father being able to do it, I'd be like, I can do the same thing. And so yeah, I've always just had that entrepreneurial mindset as a child. And I always seen like I have eight other brothers and sisters, and like not one of them, you know, really was like invested like in their time into like working in the business or saw like the full potential of my dad's business. So for me, since a child, like I've always seen like, man, this business could really get really big one day. It's just a unique thing that we have that my dad started. So I just kind of like always carried, like always helping him working since like the age of 5. Like I've always carried that with me, like one day like I can be able to take this business, you know, to where it needs to go.
That's dope, man. You had that vision.
Yeah.
So what aspects of the business do you handle now, like currently?
Right now, I've been working on basically the social media and marketing part of the business, just working on like Instagram, trying to get a lot of followers, people in the area, just getting a lot of engagement and networking with people in the Bay Area and down in LA. But I used to be able to, right now I'm working part-time at Trader Joe's. So I don't really have much time to put in on working on the operation part of like actually, you know, making mixes, delivering cookies to stores and all that. So right now I'm just working on getting more people to get our cookies, to buy our cookies from health food stores in the area.
Yeah, I feel it. I mean, shit, you can't do everything yourself, you know? So
exactly.
It seems to me at least that the aspect that you're handling right now is one of the most important, because you can't sell cookies if no one knows about them. And you've been doing a really good job of growing the social media platforms and making it known, you know, in this time recently when you've really been hustling on Instagram and really trying to sell these cookies. Do you think you've learned a lot about social media tactics and things like that?
Yeah, like several of them, understanding like, you know, like when you like sometimes like I go out and follow people that are in the area and knowing, you know, a lot of these people aren't going to follow you, and really just kind of getting engagement with people like not just like, you know, like giving them approach like, hey, why are cookies this in the ground? Actually like interacting, like comment on some of their photos, like some of their photos. And just really just get that engagement, like, hey, like, you know, we're from the same area. Like, also understanding just that our product are with our vegan cookies are that they're actually really good, and that people should be able to know about these cookies, and whoever's like, you know, even if they're vegan or not vegan, you know, it's still a good product, and have you ever even tried it? So just getting people in this area to notice about our cookies and just interact with them, it's like a lot to learn about and be able to just, you know, like get people involved with our cookies. So
yeah, man, shit takes time and dedication, but like I said, you've been doing a great job. That shit's been blowing up.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Where do you see yourself, and also where do you see the business 2 years from now?
2 years from now, my goal is for when I turn 21, at least, to be able to hopefully, like, have a full, like, organized kind of just, you know, wholesale bakery just running, like, you know, having from how we have, like, our delivery team set up, how we have our operations and everything going on, having a cool, like, management team with at least six, like, right now we have, I think, 4 or 5 employees, but having, like, at least 7 to 8 employees in the next 2 years just to fill, like, other tasks, like, even, like, hiring somebody for social media, hiring somebody to take our phone calls, that people that have questions about our cookies and whatnot, and also being able to definitely increase like our income with the cookies, and hopefully on Instagram I want to be able, I'm thinking maybe like at the least 20,000 followers, but it just depends, you know, how with Instagram it's so just, if you're able to have a really successful marketing strategy, you know, it's so duplicatable that, you know, I can be able to have like, let's say 10,000 followers in a year, and then wow, these people that follow my account, you know, they share our cookies with other people, they follow our accounts, we're not even like following them, and it just duplicates, you know, it doubles.
Yeah. I mean, I'd say that's definitely doable, seeing as how fast it's been growing so far. And also, I feel you on the one, like a pretty solid foundation thing, because in order to start, you know, blowing up a lot, like, you know, to the scale that No Cookie originally was at, like you said, at like 800 stores or so, you need a really solid foundation if you're going to be able to handle that type of growth, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
But so what about you, though? Like, aside from the business, where do you see yourself 2 years from now? Because you're 19 right now, right? I know you said 21.
So. Yeah, 19.
Yeah.
Hopefully, just learning a lot more about, like, business and kind of just engagement. I want to be able to, like, get myself out there, get to know more people out there, a lot more entrepreneurs, especially entrepreneurs, like, in this area, and just really kind of just, like, networking with people that, you know, that have business desires, or, you know, that want to be able to obtain, like, their own business, or even if not business, like, being different cat, just different things that I like in general in life. And also just hopefully for me being able to build myself and build my character like along the way, you know, but that just takes time as well.
Yeah, man, everything takes time. Do you plan on going back to school at all down the line, of course, when things start slowing down? Because I know you said you were originally thinking about going to business school.
That's, if even right now, I've been kind of thinking about like maybe even taking like a semester of like some business course, just something that like it doesn't even hurt to like learn. Like,
yeah.
With business, it's always ongoing, and it's always new things that you can always learn, or learn things to like help you improve your business or even improve yourself as an individual, and also people around you as well. So I've been thinking about that as well, like. If I do get the time, and especially when there's more money as well, it really doesn't hurt to be able to learn more information that I just don't know myself, or that I can't just read in a book that I'm reading or online, but actually getting somebody who just has the tools that I need as well.
Yeah, I feel that. There's a lot of people that, especially recently, and by people I mean pretty successful entrepreneurs and businessmen, that advocate that in this day and age, getting a college education isn't necessarily as like important or crucial as it used to be, especially when it comes to business, because we have so much access to information through the internet and social media that people didn't really have access to many years ago. So, I don't know, basically, like, what are your thoughts on that, you know? Like, do you think that there's a lot of the stuff that you don't know that you could just find online or find through other sources that aren't necessarily a community college class or a college class?
Yeah, no, that's really true. That's kind of been my main problem with, like, school and everything. Even just notice myself as a young age, like, let's say middle school, high school, like, there's things that I'm learning now that I should have learned in the classroom, especially in high school. Like, I don't remember even, like, we talk about, you know, growing up, being adults, like, how we can be able to better ourselves, you know, get into college, this and that. But they never even really talked about or even have, like, books on, like, finances, you know, how to budget, how to, you know, stay above water, how to not get into debt. And just a lot of things like that. That I wasn't able to learn in school, but that I can go onto Google or go onto YouTube and learn different ways to actually budget different things, like, oh, this is where my money's going. All right, this is how much I can spend on something so I can be above water. But yeah, it's just certain things like that I've just never been able to learn. And in this day and age, like, we have so many, like, resources that can help you. Even if it's not just one way of, like, earning, you know, money, like, there's multiple ways that you can learn, that you can get, like, be able to access more money, be able to increase your income than just working, you know, a job as well, or going to school and then to be able to get the job that you want for school. And it's kind of just been, like, seeing as my dad, like, as, you know, at the age of 5, even though, like, a business never... Like, he's been able to run his business to almost, like, 27, I think, or 25 years now. And just seeing, like, you know, he went to Laney College, and I don't even think he got his degree, but he took, like, business management. I have to ask him if he did, but I don't think he did get his degree. But being able to keep a business, you know, running from all that time, it's pretty unique, because it's just, like, it just shows that, you know, it's kind of just like your work ethic and, like, the drive that you have kind of for the business, and not really the whole, like, education side of it. But what always kind of just, like, bothered me is that, like, especially with big time businesses, it kind of just starts out with the dream and the idea and the steps that you kind of take with building a business. Like, we hear about, you know, big businesses nowadays, and you kind of just see about how that one person started it and just got their business going, and understanding that most of the time with these entrepreneurs that have these really big ideas, they haven't even got a degree or anything. They just, you know, they just made it happen. And it kind of bothers me that, you know, to be able to own a business, you don't need a degree or anything, but, you know, for, like, let's say a job, some jobs you have to have degrees, you gotta have your bachelor's degree, or you have to have a master's degree, or your doctorate, you know. It was always just seemed kind of off to me, like, okay, like, to be able to have a business, which is much different than having a job, you know, you don't really need that education level, you know.
Yeah, I feel that.
As long as you just have the resources to be able to build a business, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of finding finding the resources and putting in the work to figure out where you could learn this information, because, you know, college is expensive as fuck, man. And a lot of people cannot afford, I mean, not a lot, most people cannot afford it, even the rich. They still have to get scholarships or financial aid. And it's just kind of outrageous that you need so much experience and a degree just to get even the lowest, most basic jobs, you know?
Exactly. Like, that's kind of been my whole thing. Like, I was like, all right, I'm gonna be trying to get in high school, get my grades together, and also I gotta be able to perform on a certain level with football, because I wanna be able to get a scholarship, because I don't wanna be able to put myself in debt. Yeah. And I know that people who've gone to college, they're still in debt from college, like 10, 15 years later down the line, because they've never been taught how to be able to slowly pay off that debt. And still, like, I just don't believe in somebody should be able to go to school And especially if you don't have a scholarship or anything, just being able to go to school and being able to pay for so much to learn things, especially nowadays where you can just be able to, you know, type in whatever you want and be able to learn about whatever you want to learn on the internet, you know?
Exactly. I feel that. Are there any, like, people or brands, especially around the Bay Area, because I've seen you really focus on local, interacting with local businesses and blogs and media. Are there any specific people or brands that you'd like to collaborate soon or at some point in the future?
Definitely your brand, Have Air, like being able to have like your clothing line, your clothes on there with like our cookies. Definitely, I do want to work with like a couple of vegan people that have like different events. There's a lot of like vegan events down in LA, even in this area, and just being able to have our cookies, hopefully just being able to like set up booths and, you know, spreading word about our cookies in the Bay Area and down in LA and hopefully further on to other states or even countries. But yeah, it's kind of just like starting out small. But yeah, definitely working with vegan crowds, people that, you know, just more about into like their health and everything, but even just foodies, you know, that like good products and would like to try a cookie and see like, wow, like I can't even believe this cookie's vegan, you know?
Yeah. You know, you just mentioned going to vegan shows and setting up booths. Now that I think about it, that's a major key. Because back when I was starting the Have Air shit, I remember I went to my first, they're called trade shows, basically. I mean, that's not what they specifically call them. But overall, they're called trade shows. I went to my first one, I want to say 2014. It was called Dunk Exchange. You might have heard of it. And, you know, I was young as hell. I was stupid. I was young. I thought I'd go in there with, like, I went in with, like, 10 pairs of shoes. And I thought, oh, I'm going to sell these for $200 each. They're all going to sell. I'm going to make $2,000. I didn't sell anything. And, you know, it costs like $100 or so to get that booth there. And yeah. I went to a bunch of other shows after that. But what I started to learn and what I started to realize was that you don't really sell much at those shows. Not many other people did either. It's not like it was just me. The key thing about those shows is the networking. And it's a marketing thing, you know. You get your brand out to all the people that show up. It's just being visible. And so, you know, I'd start doing things like giving out shirts or business cards, shit like that. So you make your brand known. And I think you definitely should, when you get a chance, start doing that. Because the more, like, whether it's a farmer's market or some vegan show here or in LA, like you said, or just some sort of like food event, you should definitely go out there and start promoting at some point when you get a chance. Because that will definitely help bring more visibility to your brand and help with organic growth, you know, outside of just social media.
Most definitely. Yeah, I'm like already, like with my Instagram and everything, like I just recently had, one of this restaurants, this vegan restaurant, I think it's called Celebel. It's in SF, but like they like have like vegan pizzas and everything. And a couple of times, I think every like 2 weeks, they all like basically different in their restaurant, they all have different booths that you can set up and be able to sell your product and everything and basically networking with other people in the area. So like, I get a lot of contacts to people like, hey, like we're going to have you guys at our event here and, you know, and be able to, you know, pay the booth fee and just be able to sell your cookies at our event. But yeah, that's definitely a really big way to like get your name out there. And also, you know, you can be able to like, people you get in contact with, you know, follow us on Instagram, have flyers, business cards, exactly what you're saying. Yeah,
man, I feel that. Because I realize that's one thing that many people have been overlooking, especially recently, and that's many people, including myself, is the internet and social media is such a big, useful key these days to growing your brand and your audience. But so many people, again, like I said, including myself, get so caught up in growing your online audience that they forget just the older traditional marketing ways. It's just face to face. And I feel like that's really going to start making a comeback soon in the next few years. Business is also really rough, especially when you're just starting out or you're helping with a family business or whatever. Business is rough. There's no denying that. And shit's never pretty. So how do you handle things when shit just isn't going your way, whether it's with business or your other job or just life in general? Because trust me, I know that that pressure and stress adds up and it gets really rough sometimes.
I mean, sometimes you really just gotta kind of just take your mind off of it and do something else, even if it's for like an hour, even if it's like taking a nap, just like rethinking, because I definitely just have times when I'm like, I'm just stuck and I just can't really advance. Like, let's say when I'm working on my dad, working on a business plan. And for me, like, for me, in my mind, like, I'm kind of like a perfectionist. Like, I want to be able to draw up like a business plan. Like, let's say I'm working on the operations plan. I want to be able to be super detailed with it. But also I want to be able to get it done, you know, on a time limit that I have for it. And just not being able to meet that time limit or just not being able to think out everything. It can be stressful at times. So sometimes you just gotta, you know, go for a run or be able to just take a nap, do something else. Like understanding, you know, like that the time is available, the time that you do have available, you know, we all have 24 hours in a day and you want to be able to just progress. And that's what's just with entrepreneurs. We're just hustlers, you know?
Yeah.
And we're steadily working on our craft. And but just know, just understanding that it's okay to take breaks, because it's healthy to be able to rethink and get things going again. So if you're like ever like stuck or anything, just take breaks. It's cool to take breaks, you know?
Yeah, man, most definitely. I've seen you grinding a lot recently, and just keep in mind you don't want to burn out, you know? So like you said, take breaks here and there. Because I burned out, I want to say, between junior and senior year of high school, and that destroyed me. I'm still kind of recovering from that, you know? That's just the last thing you want to do, especially with the momentum you have right now. What are, like, one or two of the most important lessons you think you've learned so far in the last couple of years, whether it's life or business, just through your experiences?
For me, I'd have to say kind of like even this is something I'm like still working on, but kind of just like time management and time management, just being able to like, you know, factor in, like for me, it's always been super hard of actually like planning my day out, knowing the things that I need to get done and actually acting on those things and doing it, you know?
Yeah.
And just understanding like these little things that you do each and every day, it wasn't all for nothing. Like that stuff eventually, when you head down your journey of whatever you're doing or whatever you're accomplishing in life, that's going to get you the point where you're at, you know, to that day.
Mm-hmm.
So just understanding, you know, that you will with the daily work that you do, it's definitely going to pay off. It's definitely going to pay off.
Yeah, I feel that. No, go ahead. I was just agreeing.
But yeah, and then I would say my second is kind of just the whole thing with like networking and just actually just talking to people. Like even if it's not just directly about business, just getting to know like new people. Like even I talked to you, I was working part-time at Trader Joe's. Like just to see my growth and how I just kind of communicate with people. Like I remember just me first working at Safeway and how I would just talk with customers and everything while I'm helping them out in the checkout line. And I'll just be like, you know, hello, like, how's your day going? And that would be pretty much it. And, you know, I'll give them their total and then I would say, have a good day, and that would be it. And just seeing, like, after myself researching, learning how to talk with people, reading books on how engagement and, you know, knowing and getting to know people is literally just key. You know, it's like it's kind of just like who you know out in this world. You never know who you can really just run into and actually help progress and help you as well along your journey. So now, like me working at Trader Joe's and just like actually talking to people, like asking them, like, you know, oh, what sports did your kids play, or like what other stores do you shop at? Those are just all different ways that I can communicate and talk with people on like on a face-to-face basis. And also being able to tie in my business with it as well. I can be like, hey, like, oh, so you shop at this store? Like, hey, you should check out my family business. We actually have like cookies sold in this store. And I don't know if you had it already or not, but it's a vegan cookie, and you'll be surprised like how good it is. You won't even know it's vegan. Or just different ways that I can tie in my business, or even giving out business cards. Because when you just have that nice general approach of like getting to know somebody, they're gonna want to at least ask that, like, oh man, like what you been up to in your day, you know? And most of the time, they're going to be able to say that, and that's just a way for you to get your name out there, get your business out there. So it's really just talking with people and getting to know people that can help advance you as well.
Yeah, man, definitely. All right, well, is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
Nothing too much. Whoever, like, is listening, our Instagram account is at the_no_picky. That's our vegan cookie business. Been around since 78, then it changed our cookie. We changed, first we were regular, you know, milk, you know, all that in our cookies. And my dad changed the recipe in 91 to a vegan recipe. And we kind of started out at like flea markets in this area and farmers markets in the Bay. And then we were able to finally work our way into Whole Foods and health food stores in the Bay Area in LA, and just trying to be able to hopefully grow and be all over the place one day. That's the main goal. But yeah, if you follow us on Instagram at the_no_cookie.
Sounds good, man. Thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me, man.
You're of course, really, bro. We'll really definitely nice, talk more later too.
For sure. All right, then, bro.
All right.